Blog Talk Radio.
Happy to be back, and just wanted to say thank you to you, Dennis, and to Virtus and all the others who helped to make the show possible while I was away. As you hear the music, you know that we are celebrating our 12th anniversary here on the Cricket Show. We started some 12 years ago, the 10th of August, but seeing that it falls within the week, we are doing it today. We just want to say thanks to everyone who did so. And also, we're going to take some time out, too. Let's celebrate with Jamaica. You know, Jamaica, they are celebrating their 60th birthday yesterday. And we have to give them some thumbs as well. So let's say hello to Mertris firstly, and then to Ivor or someone else on that phone. Mertris? Good evening to you.
Good afternoon, good evening.
Yes,
happy anniversary.
Yes, indeed.
We're going to have a good party.
Yeah, definitely so. And how about you, Dennis? Happy to be back.
Leon, welcome back. And we're so happy to have you back and have you sounding a whole lot better than you did 2 days ago.
Yes.
It's celebration time today, and I'm happy that you're here, especially to lead the charge. I want to also say welcome to Ivor, or is it Ivor, or is it Donna?
Donna. Is it Donna?
Donna.
All right.
Okay, good. Yeah. Go ahead, Dennis.
All right.
Yes, it's Donna. Mm-hmm. Okay, Donna, welcome. Good afternoon to you, and welcome again to the show, and we are so happy that you're on this evening. As you know, you were one of the first persons to be on with us as well 12 years ago when we started. So we just want to just give you a little props up and say thank you. And go right ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone, and happy anniversary.
Thank you so, so very much. But like we do every evening before we begin, we just ask God's presence with us so he can guide us through the show. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you for the past 12 years that you have led us to this show. We're grateful for all the kindness that you've shared in us, for all the wonderful people who have participated to make it possible. Those who have done so financially and those who have done so morally, we're grateful, Lord. We're thankful that you allow us to be in the presence of many homes, and they accepted us, and some could have gone elsewhere, but they chose to be with us. We just hope this show will go on this evening without any interruption. Bless the ones who made it possible financially and those who do so morally. Lord, we are grateful for all that you have done. We pray this show will go on without any interruption and trust that those who have the privilege of listening to it will enjoy it immensely. All these we ask in your precious name, we pray. Amen. just want to just tell the folks a little bit about Jamaica, because they too have celebrated a birthday yesterday, 60 years independence. So why don't we give them a little piece of their national anthem, and then we have something special coming up a little later.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Icon Stadium right here in New York City. And without further ado, please welcome, live from Jamaica to sing the national anthem, Mr. Richard Stevens!
Eternal Father, bless our land, guard us with thy mighty hand, keep us free from evil parts, be a light through countless hours to our leaders, great defender, grant true wisdom from above, justice to be all forever. Jamaica land we love, Jamaica, Jamaica. Strengthen us, though we to change. Give us vision as we perish. Knowledge send us, Heavenly Father, grant true wisdom from above. Justice, truth be us forever. Jamaica land we love, Jamaica, Jamaica, Jamaica land we love.
And we also have to say congratulations to St. Kitts and Nevis. They have a new Prime Minister at Ghana. And it's Merchants. Give us your thoughts.
Congratulations, well, Prime Minister. But that's as far as I can go.
Did you know that, Dennis?
Ghana takes over. Huh?
Yeah, Ghana? Surely, Ghana. Uh-huh.
Donna,
yes, congratulations to the Prime Minister. After all the turmoil, I hope that the country would settle down.
Well, yes, there is a peaceful transition, I believe. I don't think we'll see anything, talk about rigged election or anything of the sort. Although I hear little talk that a lot of people came in via the alliance just to vote, but... If that is legal, isn't it? So I don't see anything wrong with it.
I too
want to just extend my congratulations. And the young man seems solid. He seems solid. Although the margin is narrow, I believe he'll make a success of it. We just wish the people think it maybe as well. And whatever they have chosen, that the people should respect. Anything extra anyone wants to say before I go into the outline, and then all along we will be getting congratulations from folks who have sent us some wishes, and those who want to call and just say congratulations to us on our 12th anniversary, we will just make way for them. Anything from you, Dennis? Extra?
Just to say congratulations to St. Kitts Nevis on their new administration. And I must say that it was well celebrated on the Saturday Morning Entertainment show yesterday, which alerted people to the celebration. So I want to say I wish them success, and remember that we will be listening and watching. So let's hope everything goes smoothly for the folks over there in St. Kitts and Nevis. That's it. Leon, back to you.
Anything extra from your merchants or Donna?
No, I'm fine.
No. Okay. I'm sure this is not extra. It's something that is natural. West Indies went down again. Two matches which were played here in our neck of the woods. Yesterday they lost, and today they even lost worse. So they lost the series 4-1. And we see no light at the end of the tunnel. When it looks as if we are getting somewhere, you just one step forward and two steps backward. I hope you can make a dent. And West Indies named there on the 19 women's squad, and they'll be facing the USA right here in our neck of the woods in Florida. And the matches, we have the schedule, and we have the schedule, and we'll give you later on. We also have the number of matches that were played. Yesterday's match, of course, Bangladesh versus Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe winning there by 5 wickets, 290 for 9, Bangladesh scored. And in reply, Zimbabwe 291 for 5. On the 5th, Bangladesh also played Zimbabwe. And Zimbabwe win again by 5 wickets, 303 for 2 were the scores of Bangladesh. Zimbabwe 307 for 5. I'm just turning our attention to New Zealand and Scotland. Scotland scored 306. New Zealand replied with 307 for 3. New Zealand is coming to town and starting Wednesday. Of course, we'll give you more news on that. And India played against us today. They made 188 for 7. West Indies were all out for 100. Yesterday, we also played at the same venue. India scored 191 for 5. And West Indies was skittled out for 132. Losing 2 wickets in a stretch. In our neck of the woods. In our face, as you put. And we have some more scores to tell you, but those are the more pertinent ones. And of course, we have all the lineup starting from the 12th, 14th. We'll give you more of that. Bangladesh, of course, Bangladesh. And big news in the Caribbean is Deandra Dutton. She has shocked the world with her retirement from international cricket. And she has not given much reason for her retirement. But I don't know the environment. And you know, Dennis will have something to say about later on. But that shocked me, and I wonder if because of the captaincy that she did not get, that she was a little peeved, but I don't know. I can't say that for sure. But that's the only change that I see has taken place. New Zealand Day tour in the Netherlands, and of course the matches were won by New Zealand, won by 16 runs, and the other one by 8 wickets. And the Commonwealth Games, folks, and that you may have some interest in, because you know Barbados, they are in Group A and representing the Caribbean, and presently they are in third position in their group. So Australia leads that group, followed by India, and Barbados are in third place, and Pakistan are at the bottom of the cellar. In Group B, England women are on top, followed by New Zealand women, and South Africa are in third place, followed by Sri Lanka at the bottom of the table. Just want to just jump forward to some news about the ICC invited to make a case for cricket in 2028 Olympics. final decision on Mumbai session in 2023. Mumbai sessions, I don't know what that means, but we'll find out. Sure, someone in the panelists will know that. So ICC, they have invited to make a case for cricket. It seems if they were to participate, they want them to participate in the 2028 Olympics. And the final decision will be taken, at least must be taken, by 2023. And those are the most important. Just a piece of news here, Dennis. I don't know if you have heard about this, but USAC, US USAC, the male player director, Mr. Srinivas Salva, has been suspended on an interim basis from the cricket committee. The chief body for overseeing cricket operations in the country. The suspension comes in the aftermath of Salva's alleged involvement in a public brawl where he said to be physically assaulting a former USA player, Sambak Verma, and a fellow club cricketer, Kenneth Nazareth. What a thing, what a story. And just to tell you something about Jamaica, they said that sports music coming out of Jamaica is perhaps their greatest achievement since attaining independence. And of course, you know my philosophy about that, and I feel that West Indies cricket should get a model to suit the development of cricket, like what Jamaica has done to develop the athletes. So that's my brief outline, Dennis. I know you may have something to add to, because the Commonwealth Games you talked about, the CWI media news. Would you help me with that? Of course.
Sure.
And the West Indies superstar. Yeah, well, we talked about that. And Pakistan Cricket
yes.
Board
yeah.
and Sri Lanka denied NOC to players. Well, England to tour Pakistan. For a long time, they haven't toured Pakistan. And the Toyota Minor League matches scores and results, if you could, please. Thank you for that.
Okay, Leon. Thank you. Can I start off by reading the anniversary message from Don Campbell?
Why don't you do that, then?
Yeah. Yes, this is an anniversary message from Debbie and Don, who we have as guests on our cricket show and also guests on the Saturday morning entertainment show. So here's the message. On behalf of Antiguans and Barbuda Cares, Smile Foundation, the House of Refuge Ministries, and the Soup Kitchen in Antigua, and all its members, Dawn is delighted to wish the cricket show happy 12th anniversary. With God's grace and favor, we hope you'll celebrate tons more. We are forever grateful for the opportunity that you have given us every week to showcase what we do and reach out to our fellow countrymen in the diaspora. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and happy anniversary from Dawn and Debbie, the Antigua and Barbuda Care group.
Yes, indeed. Thank you
okay.
so much for that. And thank you, Dawn and Debbie.
Right. We have some news on the Commonwealth Games. I know Leon mentioned briefly. The Commonwealth Games is coming to an end. It's being wrapped up. And the section that really intrigues us as cricketers here is the cricket portion of the Commonwealth Game, in which Leon gave you the tables. But since then, there's an update on those tables. The first semifinal was played. Second semifinal has been played. Third place playoff. And, of course, the final. So India beat England in the first semifinal by 164 to 160. And in the second semifinal, New Zealand play Australia and Australia beating New Zealand by 5 wickets, 144-7 to 145-5. And in the third place playoff, which is the bronze medal in the cricket series for the Commonwealth game, the New Zealand won the bronze medal. They beat England by 8 wickets. England 110, New Zealand 111. And the final of the Commonwealth Games cricket series, India won the silver. They were beaten by Australia in the final. So Australia took the gold in the Commonwealth game. Australia 161-8. India was 152. And Leon, there's a peculiar happenings in the semi-final game of the match where India played England. England lost by 4 runs, but what is interesting in that match, Leon, was the fact that England lost 3 middle-order players all to runouts. They were all doing very well, and for some reason, all three, you know, from number 3, 4, and 5 were all run out. And of course, that ended up with India winning this score by the game. That's not to take anything away from India, I must admit, because obviously India did the right thing in running out those players to win the game. It was very competitive, and the old series was well worth watching. The Commonwealth Games medal tables, Leon, shows that Australia won the, at the moment at any rate, Australia was top of the league in terms of total medal counts. They had 172 medals, 65 golds, 54 silvers, and 53 bronze, followed by England in the second spot with 56 gold, 59 silver, 52 bronze for a total of 167 medals. In the third spot was Canada, 24 golds, 32 silvers, 34 bronze for 90 total count. And New Zealand in fourth spot with 48 medals, 19 of which is gold. India's in the fifth slot with 55 medals, 18 silvers. Scotland is in the sixth position with 48 medals, 12 golds, 11 silvers. Nigeria, seventh spot, 35 gold medal total, 12 silver. And down in the middle, Jamaica was 13th in the table with 14 medals, 6 golds, 4 silver. And Barbados was 20th with 1 gold, 1 silver, 1 bronze, 3. So that is not the full list, but that's just an abbreviated summary of the medal table.
Before you go, do you know whether or not Jamaica won the netball, the gold?
I can't answer that at this time, Liam, but I know they were up with six golds and 4 silver and 4 bronze. But it's very likely that they may have won that.
They may have won because I think they beat England. Yeah. They beat England earlier this week. And the only hurdle they had to overcome were perhaps New Zealand and Australia. And there's a likelihood that they could take the gold, and that would be a real good independence gift if they did that.
They did very well. Okay, do you want me to continue with other news?
Yes, go ahead. Other news, yes, if you can. Yes.
Yes, okay. The USA Media News, we have USA announced that the West Indies under 19 will arrive to tour. USA Cricket and Cricket West Indies announced a 5-match women's under 19 T20I series to be held in Florida.
Yes.
Matches are in preparation for the first ever women's under 19 World Cup scheduled for South Africa next January. Both USA and West Indies teams are included on, or they have qualified for the final, for the World Cup tournament in South Africa. Games 1 and 2 will be under floodlights out there in Broward County Stadium. starting at 6:30 p.m. on August the 8th and 9th. So tomorrow and Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. start. And the final three games scheduled for August the 11th, 12th, and 14th, all will start at 10:30 a.m. These are day games. So those of us here in this part of the world should try to get by if we can to support, or look for this stream wherever it is available, and cheer on the USA and the West Indies on the 19th, young ladies, as they prepare for the World Cup, on the 19th World Cup tournament. We also have some more news from the USA media. USA cricket much delayed 2020 election has finally concluded. Dr. Atul Rai of Southern California and Kuljit Singh of Texas were elected in the positions of club directors and individual director, respectively. It was reported that approximately 77% of eligible club officials voted, while in the individual vote, approximately 34% of eligible members voted. I can go on to the West Indies men's contracts, Leon.
Yes.
You wish me
yes,
to continue?
That's what I'm, yes, with that end
okay.
contract, yeah.
The West Indies men contracted players, a list was published by CWI, and those contracted players are Jermaine Blackwood, Nkrumah Bonner, Craig Braithwaite, Joshua De Silva, Jason Holder, Chai Hope, Akil Hossain, Alzari Joseph, Brandon King, Kyle Mayers, Obed McCoy, Nicholas Poran, Rovman Powell, Kemar Roach, Jaden Seals, Romario Shepherd, Odin Smith, Hayden Walsh Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, no contracts were offered to Rakeem Cornwall, Fabian Allen, Darren Bravo, Evan Lewis, nor Shannon Gabriel. And of course, we know that Kieran Pollard had retired, so clearly no contract was given to Kieran. But there's also retainers. So these are contracts which goes in effect July 1, 2022 to June 2023. And we have retainer contracts, which is obviously for those players who were previously contracted and now being retained. And the retainer contract, Jaden Seals, Obed McCoy, and Odin Smith have been given international retainer contracts for July 2022 through June 2023. These three are first contracts, Leon. Brandon King, Rodman Powell, Romario Shepherd have also received contracts. Kieran Pollard, as I've indicated earlier, Fabian Allen, Darren Bravo, Evan Lewis, Rakeem, Shannon Gabriel are no longer on contracts. Development contracts have been given to women's players as well. Mandy McGrew, Janelia Glasgow, and Rashada Williams, Karishma Ramharak has been contracted. But the following players have been excluded. These are the following female players who were previously on contract. Brittany Cooper, Shanita Grimmons, Shavinisha Hector, Kiana Joseph. CWI have changed the retainer structure. Now contracts are offered across all formats of cricket, as opposed to previously, Leon, where it used to be T20, ODIs, and tests. Now it's one contract across all structures. So we can see that things are moving forward there. some additional information from Cricket West Indies on the women's CPL teams. Three teams for women's CPL league set to run concurrently with the men's CPL have been drafted. Teams have 14 local players and three overseas players to be drafted at some later date. The tournament for the women's CPL is set to begin August the 30th in St. Kitts. And the three teams are Barbados Royals, and they are captained by Haley Matthews. And the following members are part of the Barbados Royal: Haley Matthews, Shakira Selman, Renice Boyce, Mandy McGrew, Brittany Cooper, Aaliyah Alain, Shanika Bruce, Effie Fletcher, Kiana Joseph, Jafina Joseph, and Chanel Henry. Those are the Barbados Royal. The second CPL team is the Guyana Amazon Warriors, and they are captained by Stephanie Taylor, with team members Charmaine Campbell, Rashada Williams, Rachel Vincent, Keisha Schultz, Chadian Nation, Cherianne Fraser, Chamelia Connell, Karishma Ramharak, Shabika Gatanavi, Zaida James. And the third team in the women's CPL is the Trinibago. This is the Trinibago Knight Riders. This team will be captained by Deandra Dutton, and the team members are Anisha Mohammed, Leanne Kirby, Tyshona Knight, Keisha Knight, Natasha McLean, Shanita Grimmond, Carnisha Isaacs, Janelia Glasgow, Steffi Sugrim, and Shanisha Hector. These are the CPL teams, and the overseas players will be added at some later date to be announced prior to the start of the tournament. That's the media news for you, Leon. There are other stuff you have here, but we can go into them unless you wish to comment on what's the...
No, go ahead. If you have... We just want to tell the listeners that we are going to be postponing the Walter Henry birthday until we hear from Audley. He's probably stopped on his way from in traffic, so we haven't heard from him. So we just hold a while for him, and then we can go ahead with what we have.
Okay. Right. Well, you know, but the surprising news that we have heard recently, Leon, is Deandra Dutton resignation letter to Cricket West Indies. Now, this letter was sent in a most unorthodox label. But it's the way it was done, Leon. She published an open letter delivered via a tweet addressed to Cricket West Indies. And it sounds to me as if this format suggests some degree of animosity on the part of Deandra. But nonetheless, I'll read the letter, the open letter that she wrote. To whom it may concern, note she did not address the director or the chairman or
president.
The lecturer. To whom it may concern, please accept this letter as my formal retirement from the senior women's West Indies team, effective 1st of July 2022. This announcement has come with much contemplation, as cricket has always been a passion of mine. However, when the fire burns out, one has to take time to reassess their commitment. There have been many obstacles during my cricket career that I have had to overcome. However, the current climate and team environment has been non-conducive to my ability to thrive and reignite my passion. I'm appreciative of the opportunities offered to me, and I have ruminated on my decision over a period of time. And the letter goes on to say, with much sadness, but without regret, I realize that I am no longer able to adhere to team culture and team environment as it has undermined my ability to perform excellently. Now, Leon, it's interesting to see that Deandra says, when the fire burns out, but Deandra is currently playing in the hundreds or the female version of the TIP of the T20 in the UK. She has said she will remain playing in national and international cricket. She's just removed herself from the Cricket West Indies national team. So that says a lot. She says, my ability to thrive and reignite. Now, if she wasn't thriving and being reignited, she would not certainly have a place and offered a big contract to play in those matches abroad. And finally, she said, with much sadness and without regret, I realize that I'm no longer able to adhere to team culture and team environment. Now, that's a very loaded statement there, Leon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What does she mean, adhere to team culture? What sort of a culture is that in a team that she's just recently returned from?
She doesn't. But before we go there, let's welcome Virgil. Good evening to you, Virgil. How are you, sir?
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Francis, and good evening to all the panelists, and good evening to our listeners all over the world.
Yes, we are delaying our birthday, and of course we want to remind you that we are doing some celebration on the 12th anniversary of the cricket show operations on the internet.
Okay, I think I get a message from Dennis, so I realize that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking about you. Did you hear anything about Deandra Dutton and her retirement and the manner in which she did so?
No. I just heard somebody was talking generally as a saying that she retired, and it just sounds so weird, but just it's a weird situation. And I just hear that, but I didn't know the reason for anything.
Well, so that is my take on that. Don't she have to get NOC? Unless she wants from the West Indies Cricket Board?
Surely, I don't think that because she has resigned and she doesn't have as far as resignation means, she doesn't have a contract with Cricket West Indies, so I don't see why an NOC would be in order.
It has to be in order. Unless she retires. She retired from international cricket, so I don't think
retired from retirement from the senior women's West Indies team.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that
then it doesn't prevent her from getting a contract anywhere else.
But that doesn't prevent her doing that.
I'm kind of worried as to what would upset her so much. She don't want to adhere to
team culture.
The leadership? You don't want to cooperate?
Well, obviously there is something going on in the background of the senior team, women's team. And the speculation, Leon, is that she might be upset that she was not handed the captaincy of the women's team after it was taken
Stephanie Taylor, right, was demoted.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You see, I mean, Deandra is senior to Ailey Matthews by some number of years, and she has very outstanding statistics, such as being the first woman to score a century in the T20 format. And she's one of six players to score 200 in women's T20. She scored the most sixes in one day international, ahead of, the Duttons and the Lizzie Lee and the Clotrian and so on, Divine and the Harman Preet. She has had the most sixes in T20I. She's had the best bowling figures in T20, 5-for-5. She scored the fastest 50 in women's ODI. She's the only woman to have scored a century and taken 5 wickets. So she has a very readable and illustrious record. And as such, I suspect that that record should speak for itself, and therefore she probably should have been considered for the position of captain.
Leadership, yes.
Instead, instead, Hayley Matthews, a 26-year-old, who, of course, is no slouch. She certainly has some record of her own. But I think Dutton's record speaks for itself, and it's very possible that that being overlooked caused her to have some friction with the higher-ups, the administrators, and consequently, I think she's doing what she considers to be best. But bear in mind that her record is such that she should have no problem getting, you know, work, if I might call it that, in the international scene and international circle. Yeah. That's my take on that, Leon, if you want to.
My only other take on it is that... Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
One thing I don't like when people bring people record in, I'm not criticize what you're saying, but your record have nothing to do with captaincy. You can make all the runs in the world, have the most runs in the world, or have the most wicket. That does mean you as a good person to become captain. Sometimes some of these players, they are some ticking time bomb. They don't get along good with others. And you don't put them in leadership because if you put them in leadership, they try to spite everybody else. Even when they have Pollard in captain there, I don't think Pollard like half of these players. And he will have problems because if you want to spite you, he'll spite you. So being the best player in the world does not mean you can be the best captain. And some of our West Indian players do not like people to talk to them. When they're doing something, they think like, "Oh, I'm the best player in the world. You can't tell me what to do," and all this kind of stuff. These are the things that we have to discuss with some of these guys. I'm going to talk about some stuff that I see at the stadium with India, which I'm just so happy about how Indian players react to the audience. The West Indian players have it's like a rubbish to the audience. But I'll go on when we get into the game.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that the record for Deandra Dutton simply says that although she's retired from the national team, her record is such that she has a good resume, which means that she should be able to find work playing cricket in an IPL format in any countries in the world. It's not there to suggest that she's a leader, but it shows she has experience and she has delivered the goods. So I expect that she would have the opportunity to find work. That is the only rationale for giving it. But I do take and respect your point of view on that matter.
Yes,
back to
Julia. Yes, I don't know, because you recall in the recently Women's World Cup when she asked for the ball and she bowled that super over and got that cut. Restricted the New Zealanders to under the required total and won the match for the West Indies. That was an outstanding, but after that, what did she do? She didn't do anything else after that, you see. I don't know if there was some friction because it seemed as if she didn't ask the captain, but he just went in and said, "Give me the ball." And then the
Leon, she. She did have some injury, I recall, at one point.
Yes, she did have some
injury. After that, but then she made her way to the hundreds or the women's version of the hundreds. So, you know, she's not been keeping away. I suspect that she's just been... certainly, I don't remember her playing any role in the women's version of the Super 50. So I think that might have been either the time she was injured or she was recuperating, because she does make reference to having been burned out and having had issues or problems. But back to Julia.
Super.
Okay.
Yeah. Just all this franchise cricket when they're coming up. It's just like England, I think Australia complaining about India buying out a lot of these franchise cricket and they're coming right in time when Australia playing their big bash or somebody's playing some. It will destroy cricket. It will destroy cricket. Because it's all about money now. So we're going to have cricket come down to nothing and everybody must want to leave their country. Oh, I'm going to play in this and play in that competition, After your country already build them up and have them here in the all of a sudden now, you can't talk to me. I'm gone. I'm going to make money. And that's what's going to destroy the world cricket. India doesn't go in nobody else's competition and play. So.
I think Leon Virgil's got a point there, and it is being well discussed in the cricket circles, this very same point. And this brings us really to the Pakistan board denying NOC to players. There's a report from Farooq in Cricinfo, which has reported that the Pakistan Cricket Board is refusing to provide no objection certificate to Pakistani players who wants to play in the Big Bash League season. Participation in the International League T20, that's the UAE version of the IPL, is also being affected. And it is believed that the Pakistan Cricket Board stance is related to the PAC domestic and international cricket calendar. The addition of the IL20 and the South African T20 new leagues. The expectation is that there would be a demand for Pakistani players. However, with the Pakistan Cricket Board objection, Pakistani players are unhappy with the lack of opportunity for monetary gains. They are effectively barred from playing in the IPL. So, Virgil, you are so right in that, and it is very timely, and there are a lot of discussion going on. And that also includes in Sri Lanka, because Asaranga has been denied an NOC to play in the hundreds. Another report that Asaranga has been denied certificate to play in the 100 series by Sri Lanka Cricket Board. He has been forced to pull out of his, listen to this one, £100,000 contract with Manchester Original. The Sri Lanka board deny Asaranga's request. They want him to be physically and mentally fresh ahead of the Asia Cup due to start August 27 and 28. So it's clear that the boards in these two countries are forcing their players to forego the opportunities to earn a reward for their abilities, Sri Lanka and Pakistan. And they are saying they want their players to be fit for their series. They don't care about what their players are able to achieve. And this is definitely a topic that is growing very, very much in the board. Leon, back to you, Leon, on that.
Why don't we do this, folks? We don't know the delay that is being caused by Audley, but let us go ahead and do what we have to do. Just do our Walter Henley birthday and anniversary. Or, in the meantime, and we're going to start with the celebration, and I'm going to ask you guys to... But as you know, on the 10th of August, we are 12 years broadcasting. And we're so happy and proud that we're able to withstand the storm and we're able to be here to present yet another show. We started in the 10th of August, 2010, and we have made it through these years, and we are so grateful. We have a number of folks who have made it possible. You heard them all along, including Virgil. I don't get you, but now we're just going to open the line to all and sundry to say their piece. But before I do that, we're going to just divide this section into two because Jamaica too are celebrating their independence. They have celebrated independence yesterday. Just want to share with them our joy and happiness for them because, you know, they've been doing so well in this sport and music that we cannot overlook what they have done. And it's my thought that if West Indies were to adopt the same policy that Jamaica has done to their athletes, perhaps you'd have a good team today. So, Virgil, I'm going to give you an opportunity just to start off, to start the ball rolling, and we have a little piece of a comedy out of Jamaica which we want to play for you guys a little later. So, Virgil, what say you?
Sorry. I walked away from the phone, guys, so I did not hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No, our independence is here, and we just wanted you to say your piece while we go along. Oh, are you prepared? Or?
No. Not at this present moment.
Okay.
You're talking about Jamaican independence? Yeah.
Well, no, our anniversary and Jamaica independence, both of them, you can touch them both together. No problem.
Okay.
If you want to say anything, or if you want to say something, but I have a piece that I want to do, and I want to, Dennis, for you to read that message from Dawn and Debbie for us as well, and then we'll go from there. Okay.
You want the message now?
Yes, give me the message now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is an anniversary message from Debbie and Dawn, and it reads, on behalf of Antiguan and Barbudan CARE, the Smile Foundation, the House of Refuge Ministries, and the Soup Kitchen in Antigua, and all members, Dawn is delighted to wish the cricket show happy 12th anniversary. With God's grace and favor, we hope you'll celebrate tons more. We are forever grateful for the opportunity that you have given us every week to showcase what we do and reach out to our fellow countrymen in the diaspora. Thank you. Happy anniversary from Dawn and Debbie. And we should just remind our audience that Dawn and Debbie charity group, they were showcased or on our Saturday morning entertainment platform, and they are still being showcased there on Saturdays, and we thank them for their words of congratulations. Back to you, Leon.
Okay, thank you for that, and thank you, Dawn and Debbie, and we wish you all well and success in your endeavor. Now, this is a little bit of humor coming out of Jamaica, and I hope you guys like it. Someone sent it to me. I'm not going to mention who sent it to me, but they'll laugh if they hear it.
PJ Patterson. Porsha Simpson.
Wait a moment. I start too early. Come on, guys. Start over.
It's a Finney 60. We have come from far. August 6, 1962 to August 6, 2022. I'm 60 here already. From Champ Yard to the Portic Yard, from pound, shilling and pence to dollars and cents, we have come from far. Bustamante, Hugh Shearer, Donald Sansa, Edward Siaga, Michael Manley, PJ Patterson, Portia Simpson Miller, Bruce Golden, Andrew Holness, and nice prime minister in a 60 year. Ah, some of them not there of here. But you remember Louise Bennett, Hugh Sherlock, Bob Marley, and Herb McKinley. They've gone before we, but we were there. We still had a land, because we have come from far. They say, Aki and salad fish are we national dish. We grow ackee tree, but we don't grow saltfish. Suppose them people have to stop saying saltfish come here. We don't have a national dish. It's better than big say. Rice and peas and chicken are we national dish. Because we used to grow a little rice. cucumber peas, and of course we grow the chicken. Oh, eternal Father, bless our land. Guide us with your mighty hand from St. Thomas to Westmoreland. Circle the north coast and go to St. Anne and come back to Clarendon. We are come from far. You see, a man we are 60, the man of boy. You know from when him start play with toy. But if you're born in the 60s, you're supposed to name Albert, Seabert, Gilbert, Merkel, Mary, or even Roy. A whole lot more me could have said. But time not really allow me to that. So young people, and people when are so old, in the name of Jesus, what good now? And my pothole, we are come from far.
You hear that?
Yes. Thank you, Leon.
Yeah.
I have to say, Leon, offer my congratulations to the island people, natives, you know, citizens of Jamaica on the 60th anniversary. And to that, I will add that it is no secret that I, too, was born in Jamaica. Although I left the island at the tender years as a teenager and managed to grow up elsewhere, several countries, including UK, Bermuda, United States. I fully well remember the furor, the joy, the celebrations of independence in Jamaica back in 1962. Even though I was still a young schoolboy, I remember it very well. And of course, it is with much, shall we say, pride that I can say in the very recent World Championship Athletics that when the athletics series had been completed and the winners being announced, it was never that somebody from another country or another island happened to win the race. It was that they beat the Jamaicans. That was the gold phrase when it comes to athletics. So I am, of course, humble and proud to know that we have at least a gold standard in some areas developed by an island of so few people. Leon, thank you for remembering, and I offer my congratulations once again to the people, citizens, and those of Jamaican heritage. Back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dennis.
Good evening to all of the cast and crew at the Cricket Show. This is Connie Whitley. To Leon, to Ivan, to Audley, to Simon, to Cardinal, and to Patel, what I want to say to you is, happy 11th year anniversary, and may the Cricket Show enjoy monumental success for a very long time to come.
Thank you, Connie. Thank you, Connie. And Virgil friend, Connie. How about Donna? And Donna, would you like to say anything that's on your mind? Or Jamaica or the Cricket Show?
Donna is
in
there.
Oh, how about?
Okay. Virgil?
I just want to wish Jamaica a very, very, very happy Independence Day. And it's from since 1962 they get independence.
Yes, 62.
I just want to wish them all the best and continue to celebrate every year, come to make it bigger and bigger. And just want to wish them all the best. And to our Cricket Show, just want to say we reach a 12-year anniversary. We want to wish ourselves, the audience who listen to us, hope you're celebrating with us today for the 12-year anniversary and just many more to come. And all we can do is just keep on getting stronger, bigger, and better. And so a lot of people around the world who know the game of cricket that we talk about, and those who do not, and they join us, and at least we can help to explain the game to them so at least they can become better understanding of the game. And just want to wish our talk show again a happy, happy 12th anniversary and lot more to come.
All right.
Mr. Leon Francis, welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be here with you, Cleve. I always admire the way you go about doing your business on the radio. I observe a lot of pleasure to see how you work along with some of the co-workers here in South Florida, and I applaud you for doing that.
Thank you very much, and let's let the listeners know that you have your own radio show here in South Florida, correct?
I am a part of the Florida Caribbean Sports Line, which was formed in 2002. I am the statistician on that show with Oliver Solomon, the director, and Everett Carter. We are on every Saturday night from 6 until 8, and recently we are on until 10, 6 until 10. So every Saturday night we are on.
Let's go back a bit and tell us how you got started or how you got involved in sports.
But, Cleve, I go back way back. My interest in sports started when I attended the St. John's Boys School as a young man in Antigua. There, cricket and football and all the sports that we usually play were played there. I was immediately picked out as one of the sports leaders, the house leaders, we recall, Washington House. I was the captain for that, and I happened to be a reasonably good cricketer, and as such, I led the team for a while. I also went on to the Princess Margaret School, where there I also was made one of the team captains. After leaving school, I played cricket for the great club, St. John's. St. John's is the team that the great Sir Vivian Richards played for, and also later on, Richard Richardson also played for that team. But having finished my cricketing days then, I was named a selector for the Antigua National Senior Team, and there is where I started.
Dropping Marlon Samuels, I agree with that. He should have been dropped before. They persisted him for a long time, and he's just not the same Marlon Samuels that played cricket 2 years ago. So there comes a time when you have to say enough is enough. He was given many chances, and I agree with the action of Marlon Samuels. Powell, no, I really don't agree with the action of Powell. I know he hasn't been...
This is a segment here, the back drive, because of certain thoughts that came to mind, which I'll relay later as I...
Oh, come on. What's happening there to Cardinal? Cardinal, cut out of me. Come on, Cardinal.
This is a segment here, the back drive, because of certain thoughts that came to mind, which I'll relay later as I prepared the summary. Okay. Now, somewhere in a little field in Little Antigua around the early mid-1960s, a group of young adolescent boys gathered daily to play cricket. But there was something hauntingly disturbing about this little cricket field. On the outside of the cricket field, that was of the wicket that was most frequently used by these youngsters, was the home and garden of an older man who took offense to the ball being hit into his yard. And he would confiscate the ball rather than returning it to the youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
This would mean the loss of the ball.
The telephone, the numbers here to call, it's 347-934-0226.
And Shaibaka is gone. Shaibaka ball, first ball from George. And the USA All-Stars losing their second wicket. That's Shaibaka, the legend from Pakistan. Ball, first ball, off them, out of the ground. Ivor Henry, it is 24-2.
Eddie, and believe it or not, in the 2020, we are up on a hat-trick here for the young man, Bim George. So George is hovering over a hat-trick. And like you said, Eddie, money talks.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Icon Stadium right here in New York City. So without further ado, please welcome, live from Jamaica, to sing the national anthem, Mr. Richard Stevens.
Eternal Father, bless our land, guard us with thy mighty hand. Keep us free from evil paths. Be a light through countless hours to our leaders, great defender. Grant true wisdom from above, justice to be our forever Jamaica land we love.
Our next inductee will be Mr. Jitin Patel. Mr. Jitin Patel is no stranger to his state of cricket. Having played since the age of 9 in his native India and here in the USA.
Yeah.
He is actively involved in coaching and educating others in cricket, both in soccer, baseball, and volleyball. Mr. Patel holds more than 150 sports certificates in various levels of sports, including the Olympics, ICC, college and high school sports level in the USA, but his great passion really is cricket. Mr. Patel was the first person to bring the first international pay-per-view cricket event in the United States. He started cricket videotaping exchange program in the late 80s and is also a contributor to Cricket Info. The ACF Cricket Coaching Certificate and Accreditation Program is the brainchild of Mr. Patel. Mr. Patel is also the founder of USA Center for Excellence in Cricket with a vision to educate Americans about coaching. Believe it or not, Mr. Patel has coached and trained. He trained over 248 level 2 coaches, 473 level 1 coaches, 3,000 school PE teachers, and future coaches at 8 colleges and universities. Congratulations, Mr. Patel. You are a worthy inductee, and welcome to the Cricket Hall of Fame.
Some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the helpless, confused and torn. Hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle, go light your world. Take your candle, go light your
favorite cricket commentators and the cricket writers were Leonard Tim Hector and Winston Tony Cozier. Both are deceased. Hector left us in 2002. Tony succumbed on Wednesday last. I grew up with Tim in Antigua. I met Tony in Barbados in 1973-74. We were both members of the Cable and Wireless Youth Football Tournament Organizing Committee. I represented Antigua and Barbuda. I commended Montserrat for successfully getting the act together in order to host their portion of the tournament. Tony retorted by praising Antigua and Barbuda for the professional manner in which we organized and ran.
What this dying world could use is a willing man of God who dares to go against the grain and work without applause. A man who'll raise the shield of faith, protecting what is pure, whose love is tough and gentle, a man whose word is sure.
God doesn't need an orator who knows just what to say. He doesn't need authority.
And dear my friends, may we siphon it out of this celebration and just ask if Virgin, if you have a birthday for us to celebrate, why don't you say... Go right ahead, Virgin.
No, I don't have no... Don't have no birthday.
But you have a story to tell, right? How about you, Mr.
Yeah,
Dennis?
Yeah, I'm with my experience at the park, man.
Okay, well, you
want to
be safe now or when we touch that match?
When we touch that match. Not now, yeah.
Well, how about you, Mertris or Donna? I don't know. I think Donna might have come back on another phone. Let me see that, sir. Donna, you have a birthday or anything of importance to share with us?
Hello.
Yes, you're on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My birthday is, I don't have any for this week. Can't remember any off the top of my head.
Wow.
I have a friend celebrating on Tuesday.
Okay.
I mean,
well,
it's Walwyn. She's over there in Nevis. She's going to be celebrating on Tuesday. And I have a cousin, Avril Ward. She'll be celebrating tomorrow. And I think Thursday the 11th, my brother will be celebrating his anniversary, Virgil Brown.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
On Thursday. That's so I could remember off the top of my head.
All right. Okay. That's good then. At least.
Okay.
Dennis, how about you, sir?
Nothing for this coming week, Leon, but I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate and wish happy and seasons. The fact that those people who are celebrating, wish them well, and congratulations for their anniversaries and birthday celebrations. That's it. Back to you, Leon.
Indeed. Thank you so much. Just want to say thanks to all the wonderful people who reached out to our family as a result of the recent demise of family members. Of course, you know, on the 24th, my wife went on, my niece went off on 3 days later, Lisa Hughes, she went on 3 days later. Then around about the same time, my sister-in-law, she passed as well. And finally, my brother passed. 2.5 weeks ago, and we went out to see him, to say goodbye to him, and it was a wonderful occasion over there in Kissimmee, and it was just an outpouring of love and joy and happiness for us to gather together. I have met a cousin whom I haven't known, and it's about my mother's niece, and I've never met her before, first time, and she was so eager to meet me, and I was so happy to see her as well as all my nieces, my great nieces, and my brother, and my cousins, and you name it. We had it all, and we had a wonderful home going for him. His name is Hicksford Francis, and he was the oldest of us all, and now I am now the oldest of the family, so, but that means that I'm next to go. But when the time comes, I will be happy. I hope I will not suffer long. And I'm just grateful I was able to celebrate with the homegoing of my dear brother, Hicksford Francis. And that's about it for me. And anything else anyone wants to share before we move out of this section? We're just grateful for the kind words that were said and expressed about the cricket show. And those who are on the air and listening may just find joy listening to us this evening as well. Anything else from anyone else? Okay, Audley is not with us. I don't know if he's held up, but I has not received any message for him. But when he comes, I'm sure he'll get time to say his word if he can. So, just one word. I just want to say, well, why don't we just play something? Dennis, anything on your mind? Anything that you've forgotten to tell us?
No, I don't think so at this time. But I might just tell my fellow panelists that I'm headed to London as of next week.
Right.
And,
I know. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I will hopefully be back at the end of August, so
mm-hmm.
the cricket show in the first week of September. But during my time there in London, I'm hoping that I might be able to join the show through maybe the WhatsApp.
It would be midnight, wouldn't it be? Midnight? Midnight?
It'll start at 11 p.m. English time, but of course, it's the cricket show, so I will miss my sleep for the cricket show. And,
all right.
I'm
grateful for you. If you can.
Be accommodated. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So,
make sure that I make the code for you, and hopefully you can send some of the cricket news from. Are you going to Lord's, are you, or are you going to Old Trafford?
Well, I'm not sure at this point what my venues will be, because there are other things that I have to deal with when I get there. So at
mm-hmm.
this point, I cannot make any hard and fast decision about where I will be other than one or two places. But I know I'll be in London, close enough to Lord's. If it's possible for me to visit, I will certainly take the opportunity to do so. Yeah.
You know, a word I have not heard being used recently, bon voyage, right? Bon voyage.
Bon voyage.
We got to wish you all the best, my friend. And I'm going to play this song for your safe passage, Traveling the Mercies, and for those who are celebrating any special occasion, especially we want to ask the Lord to hold our hand and hold his hand.
That's all.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low in the darkness as black as the sea. And my heart was afraid and I cried, oh Lord, don't hide your face from me. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the grave, unknown. Take my hand, let me stand where no one stands alone. Like a king, I may live in a palace so tall, with great riches to call my own. But I don't know a thing
this whole wild world that's worse than being alone. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here.
And this way we siphon out of the anniversary and Walter Henry birthday anniversary section, and we just go back to our normal scheduling. So as you were saying, Virgil, you had something to say with regard to the answer ducking?
Virgil's asleep again.
But he's gone.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm here, I had it on mute, I'm sorry. What I was saying, I think most of these people right now, especially from the West Indies, everybody want to go. Nobody want to listen to their coach, because if I'm the best batman or the best bowler, I don't want nobody to tell me nothing. And these are some of the problems I think we really having with some of our players. And then because of that now, I can go off and all over the world, I can make my money, I can do this, and I think that's what a lot of these players are doing right now, just to sabotage our crew, because we are the one that they start, we saw them, and then, you know, we invest into them, and all of a sudden now, they just turn their back on us. And that's what I think we've been happening with a lot of these players right now. Don't want nobody to say nothing to them.
Okay.
Is it solely that they don't want anyone to say anything to them, or that they are solely fixated on improving their financial well-being, and so as a result, they're making decisions that is, dare I use the term selfish, and I don't mean selfish in the sense that they're being bad, but that they're making decisions that will benefit themselves. And consequently, we don't get the same kind of loyalty from players that we would have had back in the 60s and 70s and before that, you know.
We're not stopping them from making the money. Nobody's stopping them.
Would you hold a while? I believe this might be Ivor. So let's bring in, we have Ivor, are you on? Or is it?
Yes, indeed, Len. I have the nail. You have the hammer. Hit the nail on the hammer.
On the head? Did you see Sir
Richie? Hit the nail on the hammer. With the hammer on the head. That's me.
Yes.
Good night.
Good
afternoon.
Night, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And don't know where you are, but
We just came out of the segment where we did a tribute, and we did some things about Jamaica, and of course we saw that Audley's on too. Is he driving the same car with you? Oh, he had a limousine.
Yeah, I know that was on. Well, yeah, I know. I'm here now.
Okay, well, we just did a little thing on the anniversary for us, you know, 12 years come the 10th. And but let's do this. Let's give Audley way so he has a little thing to say before he normally comes in with the inside edge and gives us a little brief summary of what he has to say. You know, we have already covered that, but just make a little way for him. So, Audley, why don't you come in first and then Iva will come in afterwards.
Good evening to you, gentlemen. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Heath. Boy, 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 I tell you, I came in early.
You fell asleep?
And I wanted to sleep so much. I fell asleep. I did not set my alarm, and I was out like a light switch. I was gone. I was gone. I just woke up. Man, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry.
That's all right, man. But, hey, you know, the body requires that kind of rest.
Yeah, it's like I was gone. I was totally gone. But good afternoon to you, Mr. Heath. As I said, for good evening to you, gentlemen, and to our listeners, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you all. And I'm happy that I'm able to catch even this part of the program. And yes, and it's Jamaica's independence, of course. And big things, as we say in Jamaica, big things are going on. You know, with the World Championships, with the Commonwealth Games, with the junior.
Forgive me to play this for you. Because this guy said,
all right,
you deserve a medal. This guy said, no. Okay. Go ahead, talk until I pull him up again.
You know, the athletes really did a whole... imagine the under 20 world championships. Jamaica won the most medals. I mean, I think there's about 14 to the United States, 13. They got one more gold than we did. And at least athletic world champions, you know, the women continue to shine more and more and more. But Commonwealth Games, the men showed up this time, and a lot of others. So we're just happy.
Did they win the netball? Jamaica, did they win the net gold?
I don't know if they won the gold over Australia, but that they were in the finals.
Yeah.
They were in the finals. I really don't know. I'd have to check it out now. I just woke up. So you know, we're really shining all the they're called the sunshine girls. They're really shining bright.
Okay.
So back to you.
Okay, let's bring in Iva then. Iva, come on in there.
Yes, well, I'll follow up with Audley, happy independence to Jamaica, the land of wood and water. 1962 seems to be a long way off, but not so far. The cricket show, of course, been going and going and going and still have years to go. And I would always say the only show in all of North America to bring you exclusive cricket on a Sunday. And since we recognize Sunday for the first day of the week, the cricket show starts and everyone follows. I want to say congratulations to all of the panelists, Mr. Francis, from the beginning, from the inception. And I think it's been healthy discussions all along the way, for the better part. And can hardly find anyone to say anything negative when it comes to the idea of having this, the cricket show, on here. There's always going to be difference of opinion, but the objective of having it to bring folks up to speed, I think that idea stands tall. So I'm going to wish it many, many, many more years and hope that it grows in strength. Birthdays, if you want me to say that, of course, my son Kevin
indeed
would have turned 40 on the 5th. Don't know if Donna would have got in on that. I was away for a moment, but yes, he just turned 40, so 40 days, 40 nights. I wasn't able to really, really celebrate with him, but we'll make it up in a few weeks' time. And Sister Winnie, yes, she celebrated this last week, but it's the 2nd, so you know me. You have to celebrate from the very first until the last day of the month. So those two for sure.
Okay, that's good.
Don't know of anyone else this weekend, this from the top of my head. So in terms of celebration, that's it, Leon, for me.
Okay. Audley, I think you might like to hear this. This guy is is funny from Jamaica, and he was saying something that you may recognize.
Okay.
This a fine 60. We are come from far. August 6, 1962 to August 6, 2022. A 60-year already. From Champ Yard to the Portic Yard. From pound, shilling and pence to dollars and cents. We are come from far. Bustamante, Hugh Shearer, Donald Sansa, Edward Siaga, Michael Manley, T.J. Patterson, Portia Simpson-Miller, Bruce Golden, Andrew Holness, and nine prime minister in a 60-year. Ah, some of them not there to hear. But you remember Louise Bennett, Hugh Sherlock, Bob Marley, and Herb McKinley. Them gone before we, but we were there. We still are gone, and we have come from far. Them say, Aki and Starfish are we national dish. We grow Aki tree, but we don't grow Starfish. Suppose them people have to stop saying Starfish come here. We don't have a national dish. It's better than they say. Rice and peas and chicken are we national dish. Because we used to grow a little rice. We grow peas. And of course we grow with chicken. Eternal Father, bless our land. Guide us with your mighty hand. From St. Thomas to Westmoreland. Circle in our course and go to St. Anne. And come back to Clarendon. We are come from far. You see a man we are 60. The man a boy. You know from when him to play with toy. But if you're born in the 60s, you're supposed to name Albert, Seabert, Gilbert, Merkel, Mary, or even Roy. I could even more me could have said. But time don't really allow me to this. So young people and people when are so old, in the name of Jesus, what good now? And my patrol, we are come from far.
That's it.
Well done. Well done.
Well done. Was nearly so like you, oddly.
Well done. Yeah.
Let me give up.
I like that, you know. African sawfish can't be the national dish because they say they don't have no sawfish there.
That's true. They talk about
never looked at it
time,
that way.
Know?
Nobody said that. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You say, what if the sawfish stop coming? They don't have the national dish.
No, that's not.
That's for sure.
I tell you something.
That was good. That's a good one.
Louis Bennett sang a song years ago, or was it Jamaica Crow singers, one of them. It said, when starfish done, I will curry. No, goat meat. When goat meat done, is what curry I go do. In other words, the only thing that was curried in Jamaica was goat meat.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, you know, you have curried chicken, curried pork, curried egg, curry, everything curry now. So that song wouldn't fit today. Yeah. But just one or two birthdays for me. My friends, Facey and Marie, they're twins, and they're celebrating. Facey's in New York, Marie's in Ivers country in Georgia. They're celebrating birthday today. And my cousin Linval Sangster, he'll be celebrating tomorrow along with my stepbrother, as we call him, Raymond Jones. He is in Jamaica. And my niece that died a couple of years ago, she would have been celebrating on the 10th of August, this Wednesday. And my good buddy and brother, Keith March, he's in Florida now. He'll be celebrating on Friday, the 12th. And let us not forget that Miss Irma O'Brien will be celebrating next week. That's right, Miss Irma O'Brien. Next week, Tuesday, she'll be celebrating. And Jensen Patel will be celebrating on the 23rd. So they can celebrate the Ivers way.
Yeah.
the entire month, right? Or Irma
That's
O'Brien
right.
on the 15th and Jensen Patel on the 23rd. So a birthday shout out to those folks. Back to you, sir.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay. Can I steal one little moment there, Leon, since
yeah,
you're in this
go
segment?
Ahead. We have
it's extended.
Go ahead.
Okay. My words, you have to listen to them carefully. I want to extend congratulations to the St. Kitts Nevis Labour Party for winning the government in St. Kitts and Nevis. And I want to recognize the CCM Party of Nevis for their winning. So I congratulate one and I recognize the other one. May peace reign.
The CCM won
their seat over in Nevis. So I'm recognizing them. I'm congratulating
Question, Ivor.
Yes.
Following that, you think there's a possibility of the leader of the CCM becoming the prime minister? If he has the power to just take one seat from the People Labour Movement?
No, that's going to be impossible.
And the former coalition?
No, they campaign to form the government on its own. That's the mandate that the electors gave them, and they'll stay on their own. They can, and if they want, but I know it's nothing about prime minister. You can only have one prime minister at a time, and the only way
My point though. Seeing the guy has six seats, right? If he loses one, he wouldn't have the majority anymore, wouldn't he?
No, well, if you lose one, yeah, he wouldn't have the majority. But you can carry on government with a minority government. The only thing that you wouldn't be able to pass is your financial budget, which is due before February of each year. They normally have it.
I'm just being a devil's advocate. I don't think that will happen, but you know. We did say send congratulations earlier on in the show because we recognize that, and the new leader looks like he's progressive, so gotta give him a chance. The people have spoken.
So one question, Leon, to Ivor, really. So your party won, Ivor.
My preferred party, I think, it is the Labour Party. My preferred party at Nevis is the NRP. The NRP party lost in Nevis. So I didn't send congratulations to CCM, but I recognize that they won.
Okay.
But I
said
congratulations to the St. Kitts Nevis Labour Party.
Because I always said, you know, you are just as a... I mean, he's not a bigger politician than a cricketer, an analyst, and so forth. So I just want to know that.
I think Nevis had a better setup to me than what Barbuda has relative to Antigua, you know?
Nevis have its own government. Barbuda has its own government.
No.
But I think that's unfair, if you can talk a little politics.
Very, very unfair.
It's unfair to think it's for Nevis to have its own government. I think it does not have its own government. So we hoodwink think it's when we attain independence. Because Nevis thought they were ill-treated, and Mr. Simeon Daniel at the time, he wanted to hold some cards. And he said, okay, if you want me to join with you to form the government in 1980, I'm going to put these things on the table. I put it in there in the independence clause, that Nevis alone has a clause in there, clause 113, that they can secede from St. Kitts whenever they want. But St. Kitts cannot secede from Nevis.
Wow.
That is
that's some brain. Brain, right?
Yes.
Anyway, folks, let's go back into delve into something Virgil wanted to touch on for the longest while. The West Indies versus India. And by the way, I heard one of the commentators saying today, Virgil, the beautiful city of Lauderhill.
Let me tell you something. I reported that about four somebody yesterday, twice,
And today, one of the girls I know that do the CPL that was up here, I make sure I tell her, I said, look, Fort Lauderdale and Miami getting all the credit. They have nothing to do with the city of Lauderdale.
I heard
and I said,
her say
she was
that.
Telling me the guy said Lauderdale. Huh? And then she said, okay, when she going, she will help deal with that because, like, as I said, even when the captain of India, when he was saying something, he said Miami. Oh, gosh, man, Miami don't even put a penny in the stadium. So I tell her, so I even get a picture with her too. I said, look, I'm going to take a picture with you, and I said, I want to make sure you go in and tell them that this is Lauderdale and not Miami. So whatever he, and I said, make sure you say the beautiful city of Lauderdale. So if they did say that, I guess you really pass on that message.
Yes,
you know?
He said it.
Yeah.
He said it.
Yeah. But what was the girl that was doing the commentary from?
Yes.
I think she's from Trinidad, Barbados. Yeah.
Barbados. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well that's the one I was talking to. Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
I really
definitely
feel then I would appreciate it. But let mm-hmm. me tell you something. I had a lot of disappointment. The entrance of the gate. Every time they have the cricket, they have about ten different entrances. You can go the bleachers here and there. They have one entrance. Man. We stand up in line. I stand up about 30 feet away, and we was in line for hours. Like, from the time you reach the year. And to get through the line, it was a disaster, right? The other thing, they take everything from you. Yeah, I have my flag that I normally walk with my stick. You can't take the flag with the stick inside here. You can't take your snap bag. You could not take it in. So I had to go back. I park in the Winn-Dixie parking lot. I had to go all the way back over there to take my bag back over there. And it's a lot of women, too. They take away their bag. I came back out after the game. I was looking for my bag that I had bought another bag, and they take that one away too. It's like a regular plastic bag, and they take that away. So I came back to look for it, and I saw a woman bag underneath the table. And they just leave them there because, like, they don't want the woman to take their bag inside. And it's a shame because I have a friend went there, and he said his wife is not coming back because of what, and she loved cricket more than her husband. She wasn't coming back today for what she go through. You know, and umbrella. Not everybody in the hot sun, all the umbrella cannot go inside there.
Oh, come on.
And you know, a lot of people passed out. I mean, to me, it was ridiculous and shameful. I'm telling the truth. I don't know who passed all these things with the security. And then some of the people in that don't know nothing about cricket, they're telling them, you're giving them orders, no noise, no this. And it just was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was my biggest disappointment. Today, it was a lot better. You go through, you came in. Even, I'm going to buy some water, $4, it doesn't matter the price. Oh, we don't take cash. Now, I have to ask the lady, do you
what?
Want me to drop down dead in this place? I said, it was so ridiculous. For the water, you can't even take the money from me and give me the water. Oh, it's our policy. But then you realize other people take cash, but they don't want to sell in the drink. Because, you know, if you're selling food, you can't sell drinks. And they did not take that. But my biggest reward from that game is when I see what India players do, and I really appreciate what they do. When the fans saw them coming close to the boundary line, the fans roar, and these guys will react. They will shake their hand to let the fans know that they hear them. I was so happy about that because you will never. You don't see that from West Indian players. And at the end of the game, I even touched his hand too. Sharma come out where everybody was at the fence there and start from one end and touch everybody hand go until he meet the other end. And I was, let me tell you something. If it's one day I can tell you, I'm proud and I feel happy with these guys, the Indian players, what they do to the spectator. I was very, very happy and impressed with what they do. And that will put them on the top of the list. For me, because what I see them do. Our West Indian players don't react to the crowd. If the crowd call them and you're calling them, they would not even shake their hand or something to let them know that they hear you or something like that. So for what India do, that make my day. What most of the Indian teams do to the crowd when the crowd react to them, that alone make my day in that game.
Kenneth, you're quiet.
Yes. I'm sorry. Leon, did you call me?
Yeah, I'm saying you're quiet.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm waiting for Virgil to complete his thoughts there, but I have to echo the sentiments that Virgil mentioned regarding the failure or the fact that they were taking things away. Remember I mentioned this 2 weeks ago when I went to the Chelsea match in Las Vegas where, you know, a small bottle of water, it's that the little bottle that is a half, not the large one that we normally have, but the half bottle. All that was there was water. That was taken away, and I was told that they have the right to eject me from the stadium because I had that bottle of water. And it all has to do with the commercialism within the group. And I know this is exactly what they do in baseballs and probably American football, because they want to sell their products in the stadium, so they don't want you to bring any products at all, even snacks. They don't want you to bring into the stadium because they want you to just buy their own snacks. And again, the other item with regarding the you must pay with the credit card, I think, again, that's a disservice. But I guess I can understand perhaps why they might want to do that, because they're trying to prevent people from being, dishonest behind the serving counters, and, of course, prevent people from attempting to rob and steal from there during the course of the match. But nonetheless, it's very inconvenient, and this is one of the things you learn now in going to stadium situations. You make sure you don't have anything other than your two long hands, and don't even bother to bring, a wet sponge in your back pocket too, because they'll take that away from you too. That's the situation. But we'll get on to talk about the match later on, but for now I think we're discussing the negative aspects of trying to get into the stadium. Back to you, Leon.
Simon. Simon, welcome.
And a very good evening to you, Mr. President. And I'll also say good evening to the panelists. And I'll start out here with Mr. Leon, Dennis, Cardinal, Audley, Virgil, Mr. Patel, Jetner, Ivor, Henry, Mr. McKenzie, and I'll also have to say Virgil again, he knows why. And I hope everyone had a wonderful week last week, and we are looking forward to a much better week this week, and at least much cooler.
Did you say Ghana? Did you remember Ghana?
And I say also, yes.
Ghana.
Val, yes.
Hello?
A very good evening to you. How are you doing, and how was your week?
I'm doing fine. My week was good. How was
yours?
And
I wish you a much better week this week, and please be safe.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Simon, I think we're going to bypass that thing tonight, okay? Because we have a hot topic. We're going to start off with the two matches. Ivor, you start first. Give us your take on those two matches that were played at the beautiful city of
Can I just clear something there?
Yes.
It was not all of the people, because when I came back down, I go to another place that was selling the ice for, and the first thing I asked, you take cash? He said, yes. But it was just that particular one that, you know, if you sell beer, they sell water, they sell everything there. And those, because, you know, if you sell food or you sell something and you cannot sell water, you cannot, only one particular place that was doing that right against our stand. But then when I realized I have other place far away, but I could have probably gone to and get your water. But for $4 water, I don't see a person have to use a card. Because what I had to do, there was an Indian guy that was buying something for himself, so I had to give him my cash, and then he put it on his software. And you know how hot the sun is. So that's the part of the disappointment, because the sun is so hot, and if you couldn't get somebody to use their card, what would happen to you inside there? You know, even my bun and cheese that I walk with, I had to, at the gate, I had to, like, leave that there and eat hurtful, because certain things you don't eat inside of those places. But, I mean, the next day, which was today, it was, like, 100% better. You go through the gate, they check you, and even you have a little... I had a little gateway where I had to drink half of it, and I said, I'm waiting until I reach up to the gate to
to drink the rest, but then it was okay. But it was a lot of different thing today than yesterday. But I mean, it to me it was like a little bit disaster for me just to get inside there and so much, because other people taking their flag and have their flag with the stick on it and all that kind of stuff. So, and then some people are letting with a snap bag, and so it's just, I mean, what are you going? If you want to do, search my bag. You can search my bag and see what I got inside there. But, you know, to take away what you get. I said, it's my costume. No, you can't take this inside. And I see people have their band and what they stick, what they beat the drum with. They had it in there. So how they pass and I can't pass in with my stuff inside there. I mean, I think the people who they have running the security don't know nothing about cricket, because when you're telling somebody, oh, you can't make no noise or you can't do this, you feel sorry for these people because they're following the instruction. But most of these people that really doing that, some of them, the security is from Jamaica, so they understand, or the Caribbean, they understand cricket, and then some of them is American that don't understand cricket, but they're carrying out the orders that they get. You know, and you feel sorry for them at the end because you're getting mad, but then you feel sorry for them because they're just following orders. But I think it should be a lot different because when the CPL come, you have something that's different. The game should not be with all those restrictions because, as I said, a lot of people decide, like, you know, something, I'm not going to go back because I have to go through too much headache to get inside that place and I take away all this stuff, you know. So
one question, Virgil, what was the attendance yesterday in comparison to today?
Oh, no, yesterday was a lot more than today, really.
Okay.
My stand was full, like both days, maybe a little bit less today. But you see the bleachers stand, you can see that was, I guess maybe some people couldn't take this on no more, because I know a lot of people pass out because you hear the ambulance inside there. They pick up a lot of people. But
they pull off oddly.
What the hell? Yeah, it was really hot. But today, I guess the clouds do a lot of saving. You know, the cloud come over every now and then, so it kind of help a lot. You know, but as I said, just for what India's players do to the spectators, that probably overcome every bad thing that I experienced inside there. So that was my most excited part of the game, for what India players do to the spectators, man. So if West Indies players would do that to the spectators, maybe we'd have a lot more, because they acknowledge them. But these guys, as I said, don't acknowledge the spectators, period. You know, but India player, show it. And, I mean, you hear just a little wave hand and you hear the whole India crowd just roar in the area where they at, man. You know, so that was very, very, very nice.
Leon?
Yeah, you
saying
something,
Dennis? Yeah. Last week, I think Virgil promised to fine me an enormous sum of money if I did not bring the results of the minor league scores. So before we tackle the West Indies match, can I just give those scores so as I can keep $20 in my pocket?
Virgil, you're a champion.
Yes. He has witnesses too when he promised what he would do and would not do if I didn't get these results.
You see how that commentator reacted to him? Reacted to him? She made sure. Go
when
ahead,
Virgil
Dennis.
Speaks, when Virgil speaks, we listen. So here are the Toyota Minor League results that I could get for this weekend. Silicon Valley Strikers beat SoCal Lashings 161-159. Seattle Thunder beat San Diego 102-97. Atlanta Lightning beat Morrisville Raptors. Atlanta Lightning lost to Morrisville Raptors 188-190. Manhattan beat New England 135-132. Michigan Stars over Houston 151-103. Chicago Tigers over Lone Chicago Tigers were defeated by Lone Star Athletics 92-104. Dallas Capitals defeated New Jersey Cavaliers 130-128. Empire State Titans lost to New Jersey Stallions 158-185. Atlanta Fire defeated Orlando Galaxy 106-105. New England Empire lost to Philadelphians 176-140. Golden State Grizzlies defeated SoCal Lashings 143-140. Hollywood Master Blasters were defeated by East Bay Blazers 215-100. Chicago Blasters match was abandoned with the All-Stars. Golden State Grizzlies defeated Hollywood Master Blasters 143-140. Atlanta Fire defeated by Morrisville Raptors 203-176. San Diego Surf Riders were defeated by Seattle 183-184, New Jersey Stallions 161-146 for DC Capitals, Michigan Stars defeated by Houston 84-86, Manhattan Yorkers. Those games were 2 o'clock start for the afternoon, so I do not have those. But what I can tell you is that Virgil asked last week, when is the playoffs? Virgil, the conference semifinals will be played August the 20 and the 21st, and the championship final will be played August the 27th and 28th. And, of course, the final week of match play will be next week, where we'll have Morrisville playing Fort Lauderdale at the Church Street Park, and that's at 2 p.m., and that's on the 12th of August. Atlanta Fire against Morrisville at 6 p.m., Church Street Park Stadium. Chicago Blasters will play Chicago Tigers, 7 p.m. at Hanover Park. Fort Lauderdale will play Atlanta Fire at Church Street Park, and that is a 1 p.m. start. Dallas will play Michigan Stars at 2 p.m. at Musa Stadium, and that's on the 13th of August. And D.C. will play Manhattan at 2 p.m., Veterans Memorial Park, 2 p.m. on the 13th. New Jersey Stallions will play the Philadelphians on the 13th, and that's at 2 p.m. Mercer County Park, pitch number 4. St. Louis will play Lone Star Athletics on the 13th at ACAC Park, field number 1 at 2 p.m. East Bay Blazers will play the Hollywood Master Blasters on the 13th at 2 p.m. Santa Clara Ground. And Seattle and Golden State Grizzlies will play at 2 p.m., but the venue has not been posted. Morrisville will play Atlanta 5:30 p.m. Church Street Park. Atlanta Fire on the 14th will play Fort Lauderdale, Church Street Park. Seattle will play Golden State, 11 a.m. on the 14th, ground to be decided. St. Louis will play Lone Star at 11 a.m., ACAC Park, field number 1. Dallas will play Michigan Stars, 11 a.m. on the 14th at Musso Stadium. Manhattan will play D.C. at 11 a.m. Veterans Memorial Park. Southern California Lashings will play San Diego Surf Riders at 2 p.m. Woodley Park. Hollywood Master Blasters will play the So stay at 2 p.m. Santa Clara ground, Silicon Valley Strikers, I should say, my apologies. Philadelphia will play Eastern Empire at 2 p.m. Exon Park. And last two, New Jersey Cavaliers will play New Jersey Stallions at Athletic Complex, 2 p.m. on the 14th. And at Church Street Park, 2:30 p.m., Morrisville will play Atlanta. I think that's the Atlanta Lightning at 2:30 p.m. Church Street Park. And it's interesting to note that in the standings, that Atlanta Lightning and Atlanta Fire are both number one and number two as of this past weekend. That may change, but very unlikely. Morrisville Raptors are the ones that, I've lost my page. So sorry, I don't think I can give you the others. I just lost my page. At any rate, the playoffs is scheduled for next week, or rather 2 weeks from today, and it looks like the usual suspects will be in the playoff position. Virgil, I've saved my $20, and it's now up to Leon. It's back to you, Leon.
Okay, good. Thank you so much for that, Dennis. Let's welcome Jatin. Jatin, good evening to you, sir. I know you're on the road, so you want to bring me in early and ask you, why is it that India gave West Indies a match?
Yes, good evening, everyone. Definitely on the road, so we'll not spend much time, but definitely join for next half hour or so to catch up with the things going on in Kabul cricket.
What went wrong?
By the way, for the list, recorded segment of the India West Indies T20 series in USA. We started our first video episode was about the pre-game of the fourth T20, which is won by India now and clinched the series. And after that, we had a second episode we recorded is about the post-game show covering the India victory 3-1 series as well as fourth game. And during that segment, we also talk about the game 5th, which is the pre-game. And we will have last episode coming for this show tonight. It will be about midnight Eastern time, where we have the final episode will be posted on cricketshow.org site. It has a video where you can access the radio links also to that site, but that's what's going on. And as expected, West Indies lost 4th and 5th game both. I will say badly. But looking at today's scorecard, I will say it's a disappointment for the West Indies team and fans and everyone out there, because you give all 10 wickets to the spinners and could not score more than 100. So that's West Indies has to do a lot of homework now before the World Cup starts. And at the same time, India is in a good shape, I will say. They are definitely enjoying the moment with this series performance, because now they have more options for the World Cup than ever before, actually.
Yeah.
Also, we had a very good game today for the Commonwealth Final, where Australia beat India by 9 runs, but it definitely took it to the last over, and India had a chance to win it, but did not make it. But even though Australia holds that gold, and the India will hold the silver medal out of that semi-final, final, and we still are doing really well. So for the India at the moment, it's a double victory for the day, and it's all about enjoying the moment.
Mm-hmm. Ivor, give us your take on the outcome of those matches and what you think. What is your opinion?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd be glad to, and let me let the world know we're into the lounge Yagaro hour. Something
Amen.
Better hour. Here's where we really get down to the nitty-gritty. India, congratulations to them. West Indies were outplayed in every single department of all of the cricket matches. And if I can say so myself, I think India gave away a match to the West Indies because West Indies were doing everything to lose that match that they won. Now, the first match on the first day, well, rain weather started a little late. And for some strange reason, West Indies went in with the very exact same team that they would have lost 2-1 to India when they played in Barclays Center. So I don't understand, but India came with three changes, and they were ahead. So it's either that West Indies do not have replacement for players when they're failing or when they're not fit for the track. And I'm going to always say, horses for courses. We are not going to get any place. Once we're going to just rubber stamp and say, this guy woke up this morning and he's in good spirit, he's smiling, he brushes teeth, yeah, he will play. No, sometimes you have to keep the opponents off guard. I said Obed McCoy with those wickets down in St. Kitts, sometimes you have to keep your trump card away. I said it. Just leave him a little bit. You're not dropping him. You just leave him out. So when they're taking time to study these guys, they will be studying him in vain. This is not days ago, years ago, when bowlers were thinking of batsmen, and batsmen have to sit and wait until they face them the next time on a pitch. No, these guys have a video analyst that gives them recording of their innings, and they can slow it down and they watch every moment of that bowler. That guy couldn't even buy a wicket.
Amen.
Not even if he was going for a time a dozen. Because they studied him. So I'm saying, with Walsh sitting down, more beautifully today, they're just looking at faces, or maybe where you're from, or how you put on your pants, and tell you, you will play today or you wouldn't play. That is the problem with West Indies. Now, India in the first match showed us what 2020 cricket is all about. Team sport, make your runs, but do it with a good strike rate. Not one of the Indians made a 50. Yet they chopped up what, 191?
91.
No 50s. And everybody's strike rate, apart from I think it was just one guy who faced 9 deliveries, he was under 100. Every single one of them was over 100. That's the formula for winning cricket in 2020 cricket. Pollard and Mumbai showed them how to do it. They just needed 21 from Pollard at a tremendous strike rate, 36, giving millions, and Mumbai end up winning a whole lot of matches. And Sharma has brought this same formula to this India team. Make your runs, we'll lose some wickets, but once you're in there, get a high strike rate to give us a good score. When West Indies go to bat, half of the team, look at the scorecard, are in digital figures, 1, 2, 5, 4, can't even get double figures. So how are you going to get a strike rate of in the 300 and 200 to get to 191? The formula is flawed. And that's why I kick my foot in the dirt at these coaches every time. What do they coach? What do they say?
Yep.
Do they analyze? Yep. Do they see what the other people are doing in 2020 cricket? If you think you're new to it, something is wrong. If I can only stick with the first one, since Mr. Patel went to the second one.
Do it one time, because we have a long crowd. Do it to one time. Do both.
Okay, on the second one today again?
Yeah.
India under 19 could have beaten West Indies team today. They changed the team, yes, but here you bring in a new captain. And it seems as if they just had a replacement. That is what I am saying with West Indies cricket. You need replacement. If somebody is out, you have that man to replace him. And this is India traveling with a team. We're in the West Indies, and we're pigeonholing our team to 12 or 13. You don't have nobody to replace somebody. Today, India played 3 wicketkeepers. So if you're fit for the course, and you can bat and make it as a batsman, that's it. Look at Hooda. Hooda can play as a batsman. Hooda can play as a bowler.
whatever you call him to do. I want you to bowl today, Hoda. I want you to open today. I want you to bat number three today. West Indies does not have that luxury. Why? Because they're pigeonholing people. So I said today again was a disaster, even worse. Crept up to 100. And who made the runs? Virgil's going to be happy to come in this one. The man who they say is not fit end up making his fastest 50 in ODI T20s international matches. Hetmyer. And I'm going to end here, Leon. Why is it that Hetmyer, who would have won a World Cup with his under-19 team, has not even attained vice captaincy in the West Indies team in any one of the formats? And he would have played in all of the formats. Came up from the under-19, got into the test team quick and fast in a hurry, and the wonders. Made his name all over the world. But he cannot be in a leadership role. Something is wrong. West Indies need some revamping. I wish him all the best in the qualifiers in the 2020, going on to Australia on those bounced wickets. The only thing I can say, they're paying a lot of fast bowlers. Maybe they're in preparation for the bounced wickets in Australia, as opposed to playing horses for courses when these low, slow wickets in the Caribbean and America needed slow spin bowling, or not even spin, but slow bowling like the Bravos, back of the hand or what have you, to get the job done. I wish them all the best in the World Cup. Thank you.
Audley, your take.
Well, I'm just looking at today's match. I just happen to be able to watch the highlights of the matches that when I get home in the afternoons or evening. And I'm looking at today's match, and I'm surprised that Ivor did not bring that up, that they started a duck farm. Five ducks. Five ducks in the match today, five ducks, you know, and and he really brought up the one with Hetmyer, yep. Because he's a man who every day they are saying he's not fit. He's not fit. And he scored more than half the runs. As a matter of fact, we made 100. He scored 56% of the runs. You know, 56% of the runs. But I'm saying that maybe they're experimenting with different members of the team to see, you know, what would happen. Because I think today's team, what they brought out, the one they took on the field, yeah, I'm saying, it's like, okay, we have already lost the series. Let's experiment and see if Jason Holder, you know, would be good as an opener. Let's try something.
Oh, no.
And that's just my opinion, you know, because Jason Holder is able to do everything. He has been a top class all rounder, bowler, fielder, batter. So let's see if he can open the innings today, you know. I think that's what they are doing. Now you never know, because look, if you had turned out to be successful in that opening slot, they would have been called what? That was a stroke of genius, you know. But that ball that he got bowled there, just behind his back, you know, he said no, I'm not ready for that. But, you know, another time maybe we would have, you know, pulled it off. So we just have to give congratulations to the Indians. And they have outplayed us in every department. And first match in the stadium there. And I'm just saying today, wow. Right in my stomping ground. If I was in Florida today, I know I would be at least one of those matches would have been there. So we just want to give congratulations to the Indians. And when we look at Florida and see, you know, the type of cricket that is being played there, and the crowd and the thing, this is what we want to see. This is what we want to see.
But, Dennis, let's hear you. Let's hear you, Dennis.
Well, Leon, you know, I am extremely disappointed, because there is a saying that we keep repeating the same. If you do the same thing over and over and over again, the end result does not change. You get the same result. And that's what we're seeing. And the West Indies team is currently suffering, in my opinion, from a lack of leadership at the administrative and the coaching levels of West Indian cricket. I do not believe that, you know, they brought back Jason Holder as to be the savior of the team, only to find out that Jason Holder appears now to have passed his prime. He's no longer productive. It is time to give somebody else the opportunity to show what they can do. As far as the coaching is concerned, it is time we get somebody else in there to coach these players. I know that what we have seen displayed is disgraceful, and had I been one of those unfortunate enough to play money to go and see that game, I would have been demanding the portion back from the West Indies because they provided me with nothing. Congratulations to the Indian team. They were a joy to watch in terms of their approach and how businesslike. You notice how when the West Indians batters got out, if everyone noticed where their various feet were and how they got themselves out. You notice when the Indian players got out, you can see that their bodies were always behind the ball and they had to have been beaten really by a good ball or they had to be going for a big shot. And as it is, the West Indians need to take those videos and look at what they suffered at the hands of the Indians because they have a lot to learn. They are back to you.
Yeah, everybody said something that I wanted to say. But the most important thing that I see was lacking in West Indies is that their failure to use Walsh Moore, their failure to use him with O'Keel. I mean, the other spinner we have. Why India coming with all 10 were dismissed today by Indian spinners. And we have two spinners in our lineup. And never once did we use them both playing together. Then Buran, he used to do a little spin, he get a few wickets, at least give himself an over too. I'm not saying that he should bowl off, but at least you bring my, and Ivan said it right when he talks about McCoy. They read the guy, that guy didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do at all. He looked confused. Going to 66 in 4 overs, that is unbelievable, unforgivable. I don't know what's wrong, but at least the time has come for us to look another coach. Time is for us to look another batting board, the whole coaching panel should go. I can't see anything better. They have not made any improvement. Not once. I'm led to believe that the match they won in St. Kitts was the guy went out the night before. So I can't see how they would beat India, believe me. But the results are the results, and I just can't. I'm ashamed to say I'm a West Indian to watch those kind of performances. No guts, not guts. I'm being bowled out in under 20 overs. Oh, my, come on. Even you're the last man, bat to the end, even though you're not making the run, bat and practice India batters right down the line. You can count them out. If 8 with this spell, you know for sure the other 2 batsmen can give you another 41. All batsmen not even learn how to stay in the wicket. Get some batting practice. It's a good bowling. But it is what it is. But I'm really, really disappointed. I couldn't watch that enough. I couldn't watch that. I had to be just watch it at pieces. Believe you me, I don't know what's going to happen. New Zealand coming next week, Wednesday. And can we get a win? I don't know. Who else want to come in?
Can I say one little thing? Can I say one little thing, Elian?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you
sure.
You let them sound good. You let it sound good when you said they were all out for under 20 overs. They were all out for under 16 overs.
Oh, my goodness.
15 overs and 4 balls. 15 overs and four balls. Under 16 overs.
That is unbelievable, man.
That is an awful display.
One more point before we go. And hold on.
Virgil, we're going to talk about the yo-yo testing earlier. Don't forget that.
Virgil, we're going to talk about Jason Holder. Folks, what has Jason Holder done for us? You make him open the over, the bowling. Make him open the batting. He plays anyway, but in the middle. Not everywhere. Why is it that they're doing this? Why are they changing?
Super Jason. Super Jason.
Okay, Virgil, your take.
When India finished back today, and then I was walking around from one stand to the next, and when I reached my seat, I realized I said one wicket gone. I was wondering who. I couldn't understand how to have Jason Holder open a T20 game. I mean, it is just ridiculous. If you're picking Batman to go open, you're picking Batman to open. But first, the person that they said was not fit end up and make the most runs. So the fit guys in them, whatever they call fit, did not perform. I would prefer 100% see Rakim Cornwall out there playing 320. I know for sure he'd give them a good start, better than some of these other players that we have out there playing. And this is the problem what we're having with this yo-yo crap test. This can't play because they don't pick the yo-yo test. I want runs in my game. T20, I want runs, and you want wicket. And if this person that you said is not fit, giving me runs, why am I going to pick somebody that, look here, your team can't even make, the fifth team can't even make 100 runs, can't even bat out 16, 17 overs, and you're playing T20. And these are the guys that you say is fit. So we have to look at different things in this game, any other game coming up. Because you can, as I said, you cannot play players who you said fit and not playing players who making you runs and giving you wicket. That is what we really want. And you guys could walk away from your TV. I couldn't walk away. I was right there. And I have to say thanks to Richardson, Sir Richie Richardson, to make me go to those games. Because this ticket was so expensive, it was nothing for the local to go inside there. Because you could not even count. I mean, I don't know how much local was in there. Put it this way. India silence overtake the West Indian roar. Even though we roar, you could not even hear us with the silence for the Indians. So you know how much Indians was inside there. And Mr. Patel, I want to tell you one thing. The most important thing that I enjoy, I had a lot of disappointment from the gate come all the way, the restriction would take a lot of restriction. But the most important thing, what I see inside and make me happy, is to see how India team respond to the crowd. Because when they're on the line, on the boundary line, and the crew, the Indian crowd sort of call the name, this guy will get a little reaction, shake their hand, and the whole crowd will just roar. And I really, really, really love that from the Indian team. I never see that with the West Indian team. They don't acknowledge their fans. They do not acknowledge their fans. When the game finished, and I even go down, there was a line at where we were standing up the fence. Sharma come around. It's about like a 200 feet. He starts one end, and he come home and touch every. I even put my hand out and touch my hand. Every single Indian go down to the fence there, and Sharma come and touch your hand, which I'm feeling very, very, very proud of him. For just because of that situation, and that situation there make my day in the whole cricket, because our West Indians do not do those things. They don't care nothing about the fans. And when the Indian Sharma finished, during when he was giving the presentation, he shouted out to all the fans and everybody just roar. And I really, really, really appreciate what he did, because that is to show you we appreciate you guys coming here to watch us. Our guys don't do that because they don't care about their fans.
Mm-hmm. Leon, I have a question. Maybe somebody can help me to understand this. Remember, I'm not sure if I omitted one of the contracted players' name, But I'm looking at the contracted players list, and I don't see Shimron Etmeyer's name on the contracted players list or the retainer contract list. Does anyone, can anyone listening tell me that I'm wrong or I'm right, but I just don't see
him. Maybe he might have, if he's not there, he might have declined the contract.
Why would he decline a contract when he's playing in this series and the championship match is coming up in October?
Because he can't, that doesn't prevent him from being fit.
Right.
But he
not signing that contract doesn't mean that he won't play. Yeah, right.
No.
I see. So why you give contracts to, you know?
Because he wants to play. He's guaranteed a place in the IPL. It seems like that.
Okay, but
and he's getting bigger pay. Yeah.
Okay. Fine. That perhaps explains that. But
yeah.
You know, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
But some players don't want to be confined to a contract. They want to go freelance, you know, so they can go wherever, you know, without, you know, and they are not a contracted player. So you can say, look, you have a contract with us and XYZ, you know. No, they don't take it. And this has been happening for quite a while. Quite a few of the prominent players, they refuse to sign a contract. But if needed and, you know, and if there's nothing else going on, they'll still play for the West Indies, you know, without the contract.
But were you aware?
Yeah. Jetin, yo, very good looking, Jetin. Go ahead. Jetin.
Well, Jetin, I will say when you have... Yes, I'm here. When you say contract player means contract will override and take the priority in terms of the playing for West Indies first, that's what the contract is all about. It doesn't mean someone who did not sign the contract got the freedom. They still has to get the NOC.
Yes.
But the difference between playing is like you will not have option. So in the simplest way, I will say there is a situation that West Indies is playing a world-class event. And at the same time, you have T20 going on somewhere in the world. The contracted player will not have option to go for the T20. Because once you sign the contract, you are committed to be present.
No. He forgets Pollard and Gale.
Yep. So in other words, if you are contracted players, the West Indies board has to decide what he's supposed to play. Well, the non-contracted player has an option to play for West Indies or somewhere else. That's only fine line between contracted player, non-contracted player. Contracted players are guaranteed to get certain amount of money in a team, whether they play or not. And that is what the terms comes, like they give year contract, 2 years contract. So there is a secure money coming to you. So those are fine prints. But going back to this West Indies series, yes, definitely a few things West Indies has to think back. This is not the performance they expect. And as the Virgil says, the Indian player has respected fans and did whatever they take to keep the fans with them. And that's a beauty. If you look at all these world sports, not just cricket, all sports, the sports cannot even exist without the fans. And that is what India knows, what the fans' value is. Number two, I hear that they wrapped up their inning in 16 overs. And I can hear a lot of people are talking now. These players are not even able to play 20 overs now with this score to reach the 100. But no worries. Looks like there is a new format is about to going to start before the CPL. They call it 60. Means the 60-ball game, 10-over game. Mm-hmm. And I believe now this West Indies mindset is different now. Players are thinking, why we should play T20 if we can make same money in T10? So what is about to change? And definitely it's disappointment for the fans.
Can you remember time India was in this position?
There's so many things. See, India built on. India did not took this IPL as a just financial reason. You have to see the performance. If you look at this performance by so many players in the international circuit who are young and inexperienced from the IPL, and it is a clear benchmark. You can say easily from those numbers, well, IPL is working both ways, financially, as well as giving more opportunities to the more players. And look at the outcome. These players are ready to go in international circuit. It's not the harming the game. Actually, it is supporting the game to develop more good cricketers. So West Indies has to go back and scratch their head, and probably, I believe, New Zealand is the last series we are expecting before they prepare the World Cup. And it's hard to say from my side what they can change, is, but there is lots of changes, not just one or few changes.
that's the question I'm going to ask. What the panelists suggest? What are the possible changes that they foresee? Go ahead, Ivor. Or before you come in, let's hear from Simon. Simon, any questions?
I just wanted to know the final score, West Indies score today. I didn't hear the final
score. You really want to hear that?
Oh, boy.
100. Okay. 100, they lost by 88 runs.
And India scored how many?
188.
Okay. Yeah, still my team. I go with them when they win or when they lose. You can't be on top all the time. It's not.
All right.
You can't think that we're always going to be on top. Somebody's going to beat us, and then we get better and we come back again. You know. So we learn from this. We learn from that. You know, it's not possible to be on top all the time.
Gentlemen, what the panel feels about changes, possible changes that we can make. Improve West Indies.
Then before the question, can I just finish up one thing, if you don't mind?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sure.
Well, I start with Jason, because I was going to come with an advice first. But these contracted players, what I would have read, the objective is to, it is designed to reward hard work and performance results. It has nothing to do with tying down anybody. So not giving Hetmyer a contract is not justified. It's nothing about running all over the world. Read West Indies' contract, what it's designed to do. They put it in black and white. The system is designed to reward hard work and performance results. They put it in there. So then they're going to hoodwink me by not telling me that Hetmyer, even today, performing, that he's not performing, and other mediocre people getting it. And you have territorial board contracts, so it's not just for the highest level either. I was just trying to maybe end the tail end of what Mr. Fatid was saying. Now, with West Indies being bowled out for under 16 overs, we have gotten away from what brought us into cricket. We are known, this is for the coaches now. I've done about everything I know in cricket. I've administered it, I've played it, everything. Maybe I can talk to them right now from this platform, the cricket show, on its anniversary. Gentlemen, we are known for calypso cricket. 2020 cricket should have been our strongest suit as long as we would have stayed to form. Why are we getting away from it? And this is my message to them. In 2020 cricket, playing on short fields, you don't need no portion of people on the field running along and diving. You find that in test cricket, mostly, where people are running twos and threes. You don't get that in 2020 cricket. I've commentated enough cricket to know that. Short boundaries is either one and a relaxing one, or you get in boundaries. So this fitness they're talking about with people in the field, it's a normal. They are trying to hoodwink people. I am taking the man who can bowl me only 4 overs. And I need good fielders and good catchers, people who can cut off angles. Chasing ball does not work in 2020 cricket. You don't have to be fit for that. If you can whack the ball out the park, play through gaps, that's what you need. What you see Dilshan and those guys did, they invent strokes, reverse creep, build scoop, do whatever it is to get runs on the board. West Indies are using the same coach that's accustomed playing test cricket to play a correct forward defense shot or to play whatever. That doesn't happen in cricket. West Indies were the best suited to play Calypso cricket, agriculture shots, whatever it is. They're taking us away from that and coaching us to do something stupid. They must stop it and stop talking about yo-yo tests. You can bowl 4 overs, take pace off the ball, if that is what is required, get good catchers. Why this guy, you call his name, from Jamaica. No, wait, Cornwall. Virgil said it. This is home for Cornwall. He participates in the U.S. Open year after year. That is his home ground. And he would have performed and get man of the match here on that turf. Horses for courses. What are they listening and watching to? Bring the Cornwall. They play here. They do that. They must look at these things. A bunch of Trinidadian guys come up here and play right here. They know these stuff inside out. Why can't you look at them? This is home for them. So all I am saying here now again, Walsh as a good fielder, that's what you need in the field every match. Even if he has to field. Who could have been better than Sheldon Gomes? Keith Arthurton was a net in the field. I'm playing 2020 cricket. I want that guy on the field every time. Walsh. He's a net. Yeah. The guy from Jamaica, the left arm guy, was trying to bring his name. I can't remember. It took Cotwell. A beautiful catch up here.
Cotwell?
What's his name?
Cotwell?
No, Cotwell.
Allen?
The left arm spin bowler.
Allen.
Yes. You form a net. You get those guys in your field. They save you runs, and that the run should be credited to them. Because they save you runs. They can dive. They can throw. When you think you're going to run over to all the balls in the hand, get them in the field. You must find use for them. So why can Odi have all-arounders in bowling or batting? Walsh is an all-arounder in bowling and fielding. He's only 20 overs of crying out loud. You must utilize him. And he does not have to always bowl 4 overs. You see what Sharma does? Sometimes he gave his open bowler 1 over. And was a good over. He take him off. You don't let them beat your ballers into the ground like we have our McCoy there, the guy there.
McCoy.
Beating into the ground. 66 runs. You cannot do that too. And what are you thinking? My word.
Who's next?
I'm done.
Who's next?
Can I say something to Ivor there? Ivor mentioned the contract issue about tying down play. Remember, they pay a certain amount of money for the contract, but these players can get a lot more money outside of those contracts playing for the various T20 leagues. See, we already mentioned the fact that some Pakistani board, the cricket board, is denying NOC to Pakistani players who are now getting upset because they're missing out on the possibility of some lucrative monies for their work in other, say, the Big Bash League and the UAE League. And Sri Lanka has denied NOC to Asaranga for the same purpose. So what is the point of having a contract if you can get a better deal in terms of compensation for your services playing outside of those contracts? And the other point
I can answer that quickly.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's the use of getting a contract? The contract means you should be playing cricket. West Indies contract, they're happy when you go and play cricket. That's why they give you an NOC. The contract has nothing to do with you sitting at home No, they're not telling you. They want to know you're playing cricket. That's what the contract is for. Mm-hmm. They're checking you know that you're playing cricket at home because we contracted to play cricket. So if we know worldwide they're playing cricket for the franchises, they give them the NOC. And they go, they're not preventing them from going to play cricket if they get a contract. That is not true. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's just say hello to Jetsna, but she has a lot of noise in the background. So Jetsna, go at a peaceful and quiet place because you are getting a lot of feedback from you when we bring you in. So go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was saying that the contract that these guys have is to play cricket all over the world. Yeah. And when that NOC side, West Indies get a little something from them, so they're happy to give these NOCs. It's just like Jason was saying, now, if you're required to play, we would ask you to play and give us preference. But West Indies would have bent over backward with our contracted players. Gale was our captain in England. And ask for more time to stay in India. And they allow those kind of things. And that's why I say West Indies got weak there. So for Pakistan to be doing what they're doing, that's nothing new. Sri Lanka players were not being paid. And Sri Lanka made them leave what they were doing to come and play cricket. And they did.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Because it's country above self. So let's remember that.
Mm-hmm. And West Indies even went to the point of leaving, don't schedule any international matches while the IPL is going on so that the West Indies players can be free to go to IPL if they get a contract.
Exactly.
Nobody
is
doing that.
They don't prevent them from going. They don't.
Yeah.
They want them to go.
They want them to go.
So they go, but why aren't they producing for the West Indies when we need them? Look,
That's the question we want to answer. I can answer that.
If nobody wants to answer it. Pollard goes to Mumbai Indians. I said it earlier. Let me say it again. Mumbai Indian wins, but they're using Pollard to make 30 runs off 12 balls for the win. West Indies is taking him now and telling him, I want you to come and play as a batsman for me to make 80 runs. No, you're using down there. Pollard come now want to bat number 4 for us when he's a finisher for Mumbai Indians. He cannot be number 4 for us. We must be at number 4, get a Sharma-like, get whomever making the runs up there, and let him finish for us. But the pitching selling, captain team, bat where you want, bat 3, 4, 5, whenever you want. It does not work like that. He is good for Mumbai Indians as a finisher. But West Indies want to make him know as a specialist batsman at the higher level against better bowlers. But he cannot be a specialist batsman for Mumbai Indians. That is the problem, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when I first heard about Pollard, and it was the IPL, and this guy came in and for Mumbai, and he made 47 in 13 deliveries, and next time you hear him making some like another 40 or maybe 14, 15 deliveries on him because. That was his task. That was what he was fitted for, right? And then when he comes in, there are certain amount of runs that are going to be needed. And he is the person for that. And as I've rightfully pointed out, it's a big difference when you're going to bring that person in at number 4 to play the South End. No, it's not going to work because they need somebody else who is going to consolidate a little bit because, you know, they can't take a whole lot of time in T20. So when you're gonna chase 70 odd runs and you have 5 overs to go, or if your team batted first and you want to make sure that you get over 200 by a certain amount, that's when they go on the go. That's when that man is gonna go on the go. Go haywire, go home, as I would say. So there's a big difference.
Anybody watched? Kima Paul on the field today?
I just watched the highlights.
No,
so,
because,
you know, highlights is just a little
this
comeback.
Guy has played cricket all over. He has been not too well in recent times. But he has played international cricket around the world. And today he's just not aware of what is going on. No ball sense whatsoever. I see that he let go a single this morning. You know, today. That could have made a difference. Keep the guy tied on one end. But I don't know what is going on, but we need a shake up in Westmeath side. We definitely can't go on with the coach. We definitely can't go to the bowling coach, the batting coach. I don't know. But we're not winning. And what we're doing now, working.
Our dilemma, Leon, is that who else we're going to be looking at? Because the squad that is being, you know, carried around right now, and, you know, plus maybe another five and six players.
Oli, forgive me.
Yes. Yes.
Tell me, do you think we don't have the talent? We mean have the ability?
Oh, no. It's there. I know it's there. Sometimes it's a temperament. It's just the right time when to do it. And we have seen it before. Many of these guys have performed at the highest level in the World Cup and in other playing against other countries. So we know the talent is there. There's no doubt about that. It's there. But sometimes I think they just get carried away in the moment, you know. And India has some very, very good spinners. Because when you have a side that you're not playing Ashwin, you're not playing Jadeja, but then it's not getting any better because you have Akshar Patel and those guys coming at Kuldeep Yadav. It's like in the days when you have the West Indies four-prong attack, and when the two first guys gone off and you think things are going to get any easier. No, it gets worse because you have some guys coming with nothing but fire coming after. You know?
Mark my words, Audley. One day a team going to have 11 spinners, 10, barring the wicketkeeper, and play against the West Indies. I hate to say, 10 spinners, and West Indies can't make 50.
This guy Akshar Patel, I tell you, I remember when England went down to India, and he was the one who really paralyzed the Englishmen. And when he pulled and when I think the ball is going to turn, just push it through straight. But he has been doing such things. He has developed into a real good all-rounder because he's not just a spinner. He's a hard hitter of the ball, especially in the T20 and the ODI format. So he's one of India's trump card right now, and we've got to watch out for him.
Jatin, your final thoughts, comments?
Jatin has gone.
Oh, he has left
Leon
us.
Jatin.
Okay, all right. I didn't notice he's left us, yes. Okay. Virgil, give us your final thoughts on the match, and then we move on. Anything else you had on your mind you want to share with us?
Sometimes it's a disaster where we get, but I for Western next coming up game, I want to see Rakeem Cornwall opening the innings for West Indies T20. You need runs. He can give you 40, 50, or even 60 runs. That is what you want. We're not getting runs with our fittest or whatever they call the whoever passes yo test. We ain't getting what we want from them. We need somebody in there to give us a good start. And Rakeem Cornwall can do that. Don't look at his size. Look at what the performance he's giving you because you want runs in the first six over. And he can give you that, and that is what we want.
He can't do. He couldn't do worse. How about you, Simon? Simon, are you with us?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm listening carefully.
Your final thoughts before we wrap up?
Very happy to do that. It was a lovely show. I'm disappointed in West Indian performance, but all we can hope that they do better. And as I say, it's not realistic that we could be on top all the time, but we're hoping that we can climb, get back to the top in very short time.
So, gentlemen, ladies, yeah, have a wonderful call.
Yeah,
and I'm so happy to be on the show.
I have a question for you, Simon. If you
I'm listening.
You have a business and your employee not producing. What would you do?
Well, it depends. It depends on what I want of them. Either they do better or we change them and get other employees.
All right. Well, who are your thoughts, right? Let's hear from Audley. Audley, what will you do? Weston. Audley, are you with us? How about you, Dennis? What would you do,
yeah,
Dennis?
I'm sorry. I was on mute. I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Yeah, the Westerns right now, we're in a dilemma because when I look around, I'm not seeing guys that can really replace these guys. These guys that we have, they are good players. They've got the talent. And they have showed it before, but right now they seem to be in a little bit of mire, and then they need to come out, get rid of the cobwebs and stuff like that. And because we can't make wholesale change as it is right now, we can't make wholesale change. I think we have our guys maybe about 18, 20 that we can continue to work with, rotate as necessary. But I think that's the best we can do right now.
Ivor, do the team have an analyst to analyze their performance and tell them where they went wrong?
I know they used to have this guy, Berridge, out of sync. He's no longer with them. Mm-hmm. I've seen him at work, close up, with video, with these guys. I've had that privilege. He would not have been with them for some time, but I would imagine they would have replaced him because that was a good thing for West Indies cricket, that he would take these guys and give them the clips. I would imagine that once he would have left them, they would have had someone else to replace that. I can't see them not having a video analyst. I cannot see them not having one.
But you see,
how the guys are utilizing this?
They're preaching over the same thing. Bangladesh came and used the spinners.
Well, let's say, in closing, and maybe I can say, because they're listening to the show. They're listening. Trust me. I'm telling you that armchair selectors and there's a show on Tuesday nights that picks West Indies team and make decisions for West Indies. That Tuesday night show has taken Puran off of the cricket mall. And it shows weak leadership from Puran and the coaches to buy into that. They're saying that he is not a bowler. Like Virgil said, look at his results. When he bowls, he does not do badly. And because of the talk and the on a show on a Tuesday, he's afraid to take the ball to even bowl two overs. But he allows a guy to go for 66 runs. That is weak leadership. Shut them up outside there. You're on the field. I think I can lead from the front. That's what leaders do. Take a bowl two overs. And show the guys I can do it.
You don't have to bowl four.
Mm-mm. You don't have to bowl four?
No.
They can bowl two to take the pressure off of your ace bowler. That guy was well on his way to the IPL with a contract when he picked up his 6th wicket. That is a man in justice. Now he knocked him out of a pick for IPL. He got 6 wickets against India. You know, they would have been discounted looking at him. But now he'd be carted all over the park. His contract has been torn up. You got to look at these things as a leader for him. Mm-hmm. And the coaches. Don't they have beat him into the ground, into submission?
Let's, folks, we are coming to the end of the show. Strange enough, it's gone. Just a minute left.
Well, you want me to close then? Let me just finish closing then.
Okay, say your closing thoughts then. Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, again, congratulations to the cricket show. 12 years and running, up and running. And I would hope that the West Indies cricket would follow suit and just get better and better and better rather than being bitter. And bitter and bitter, have the fans getting bitter. But on a last note, and this is my personal opinion, Barbados is not doing justice to West Indies cricket. I know when you're on the world scene, advertisement for you and your country is good. Somebody don't have to grab a hold of these games where you have a Barbados representing the West Indies. As far as I'm concerned, playing against myself, the Australians and those places.
Exactly.
Just for advertisement's sake. I don't know if you guys spoke about Dutton,
for me, about
having bad mind. Because he was vice captain in a team, I think she's against Haley Matsu and Barbados. They have this kind of a thing up in their head. They're headstrong. And I think Dustin would have done that. I hope you guys would have spoken about it. Where because she was vice captain and another young lady got it, Matthews, she don't want to give the full support and she came off with some disparaging remarks. Those are nonsense. They should be censored.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, yeah. Make it a good week.
Okay.
Glad I was able to participate.
Quickly, Simon, final.
Leon.
Go ahead. You only have a few minutes left. Go ahead, Dennis, quickly. Time is
okay, well, I just want to, I heard Virgil says Cornwall, his average in the current minor league is 40, and he has no contract. He hasn't been given one. Anyway, that's, we've gone beyond that. I just want to thank all my panelists and others who've listened to this show for the past 12 years, though I've only been there for maybe 2 years. At any rate, wish the cricket show well and hope that we continue to grow. I will not be with the show for the next two or three weeks because I'll be in London, mm-hmm. but I will still make an effort to try and come in if I can get through.
Yes.
And finally, those of us who want to be entertained, don't forget the Saturday morning entertainment show. They are available 563-999-3693. If you want to have some spice in your Saturday morning, that is the place to be, the Global Caribbean Global Network. Thank you and good night all.
Okay. Audley, do us a favor. On behalf of all the other panelists, just say bye-bye to all. Just say in advance, Irma, birthday in advance, and bon voyage to Mr. Heat.
All right, yes, so I came in late. As I said, mm-hmm. I apologize for coming in late this time. And Mr. Heat, have a very wonderful, wonderful trip. A safe one too, sir. We're looking forward to having you back here with us. And this has been the Cricket Show. Fantastic analyst, thing went out by just about everybody, but of course, as usual, Mr. Eva Henry, Mr. Leon Francis, Dennis, and so forth. And we just wanted to, as we continue to enjoy or celebrate our 12th anniversary, we're going to do it, we should do it the Eva way, the entire month. We continue to do, say, happy anniversary, 12th anniversary. To the Cricket Show. And as we go, this one is especially for the West Indies. Success does not consist in never making blunders, but in never making the same one a second time. And we are doing too much time over and over and over and over. So have a wonderful and wonderful blessed week. And God willing, next week we'll be talking to you. Join us 6 o'clock next Sunday, God willing.
Yes,
do it again.
We just want to say birthday greetings in advance to Irma O'Brien. Simon, time is not...
Next week Tuesday. Next week Monday. Next week Monday or Tuesday. One of those days.
Simon?
15.
Yeah, next week Monday. Next week Monday.
We have a lot of time. You have a lot of time to bake the cake.
All the best, folks. And just now, you have a little noise in the background. We can't bring in at all. And to Donna and Mertris, all you folks, thank you so much for being with us. And we had a wonderful time in your presence. Good night, all.
All right, good night.
Yeah.
and have a good time.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, the national anthem of the proud Twin Island Federation of St. Christopher and Nevis.
Conquer, for God will surely defend.